Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Omud Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began Simin Shin Lamid Vav in yesterday's share. We are at the very bottom of Kuf Pei Omud Aleph, in the middle of Sif Beis. Yesterday we started talking about if you have roots or branches coming off a tree, and they're below three tvachim, then they're considered like on the ground, the kikarka chashive, but if they're greater than three tvachim of the ground, then they're considered like the tree, and you're not allowed to sit on them or use them or get any direct benefit from them on Shabbos. And the Mechaber continues on the bottom line. V'imboyim milamala, v'yardim lamata, if a branch comes down from higher up on the tree and then comes down towards the ground. So, im b'makom shigvoim shlosha, if it's still above three tvachim above the ground, so then that branch is not usable. Asurim. However, but if the branch is now closer to three tvachim above the ground, we said a little bit under a foot, so that part of the branch is usable, then mutarim, because it's considered kikarka domi. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf explains, Dila'achar shehugbu shlosha chazu v'nichvufu. Originally the branch was higher than three, and now it's bent down, and now it's lower than three, so the different parts of the branch will have different halachos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph mutarim. Af agav d'shirosh zeh hanichbav hugadel, even though the higher part of the branch, which is now bent over below three tvachim, but the higher part of the branch is above three tvachim, ubami mokum asur, and it's coming from a place that's forbidden, dahinu migavoa shlosha tvachim. Nevertheless, ukishahaya shah mitchila, haya asur lishtamish, but even though when it was above the three tvachim area, it is no good, you're not allowed to use it. Nevertheless, afa pikein kishigadal yosef, but now it's growing more, v'nichbach lamata, and now it's less than three tvachim above the ground at the end of the branch, b'makom hanamuch chutra and b'makom hanamuch. You're allowed to go and use the branch that's less than three tvachim above the ground. Why? The kikarka chashiv, as we already explained several times today, it is considered like the ground, and the ground is, of course, usable. And therefore, lefize kol shekein shemutu lishtamish bi karish lilan, and certainly, therefore, if you can use a branch that comes down from above the tree to lower than three tvachim, you certainly can use a root or a low-lying branch that's less than three tvachim above the ground the entire way, that it's within three tvachim la'aretz. Even though the tree itself is very high, the tree the rabbi said you're not allowed to use, shari mokum zeh lo nesam yolam, but the part below three tvachim, if it never was above three tvachim, is certainly permissible. It never was usher at all. And this is brought down in the Achronim. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Hayu gvoim shlosha v'cholol tachteim. Now you have parts of the tree, you have branches or roots. We'll see that the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavbeis tells us over here, Rotsu lomar sha'anofim yotzim bitzido shelo ilam amata. You have branches coming out from the side of the tree and going downwards. U'mehem adakarka yesh gova shlosha tvachim. But there's still more than three tvachim above the ground. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul, Hoyu gvoim shlosha, tells us that the Gemara has a different language, a terminology, sharoshe ilan, it's talking about the roots over here, shigvoim in arid shlosha tvachim, that are coming out more than three tvachim high, oshiyesh chalal tachteim shlosha tvachim, or bottom line is that they have more than three tvachim underneath them, maybe the ground has been excavated a little bit, and that's the language of the Gemara. Vinei betur v'shulchan aruch kitzra dover, here the language of the shulchan aruch, based upon the language of the Torah, is a shortened version, and it doesn't write that we're talking here exactly with the roots of the tree, but it just talks about any branch that comes out from the tree. And he says, nearly the kavana. Some of the Chofetz Chaim says their idea over here is dafilu im hecholo bi'atzmo lo yagova shalosh tvachim, even if the height of the tree itself, i.e. the part of the branch over here that's sticking out, is only going to be three tvachim when you be mitzarif it with the branch itself, so the branch goes above three tvachim, even though the space underneath the branch is less than three tvachim. Kivin shalamala b'mokum shiyoshiv alanof o mishami shalav yesh kova shlosha tvachim. Bottom line is the part of the branch that you're using is more than three tvachim above the ground, even though the airspace underneath it is less than three tvachim. It's still usher to use it, and that's the kavan over here. So back to the Mechaber, in this situation where the branch is actually more than three tvachim above the ground, even though the space might be less than three tvachim, afal pi shemitzad echad ein cholol tachteim v'hari hein shavin laretz, even though on one side the ground has been excavated a little bit less, for example, and therefore on one side you have actually less than three tvachim from the ground, but on the other sides you have more than three tvachim from the ground, also leishev, you're not allowed to sit on that part of the branch that's more than three tvachim above the ground, even though afilu al tzad hashavin laretz, even on the side that is actually closer to the ground. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chav Gimel further, and he says, Kigon, Shakarka Yogavol Biosotzad, the ground is elevated up on one side. The Ein Mimeno Ad Lamalamino Anav, Shir Gova Shosha Tvachim. And over there, at that point, the top of the branch is less than 3 Tvachim from the ground because of the elevated part of the ground. The Dafka Mitzarecha, but it's only on one side. The Batel Osotzad, the Gabi Yashloshat Stadim, Shasham Nirin Gova Shosha Tvachim. So we ignore that side, and we look at the other sides, which are going to make the tree, because they're excavated out a little bit, the tree is going to be more than 3 tefachim, that branch is going to be more than 3 tefachim above the ground. So therefore, we ignore the side that is within 3 tefachim of the ground, and say we ignore that, and we look at the tree as being more than, the branch being more than 3 tefachim above the ground. But that's only if it's one side that's in this situation. Avolim shneid stadim shavin laretz, if you have two sides over here that are within 3 tefachim of the ground, then osanat stadim mutarim l'shtam shalem, then you can use the sides that are lower. That part of the branch that's less than 3 tefachim from the ground, because it's on two sides within 3 tefachim from the ground, is allowed to be used, and the other parts are not allowed to be used. A picture here would be worth 1,000 words, but that's simply not possible with an oral dictation. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mutar Lelech al Gabi Yasovim. A person is permitted to go walk on grass on Shabbos, even though, as we'll see, there's a potential for some of the grass to be uprooted. So a person is allowed to go walk on grass on Shabbos. Notice we're saying walking and not running over here. Bein lach and bein yevesh, whether the grass is moist or whether the grass is dry. Because, kivon she'eino miskavein litlosh, because he has no intention of uprooting any of the grass. If any does get uprooted, it's not his concern. It's not even a psik resha, as we'll say, when you're just walking. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavdalet, u'mashma b'gemara, it's clear from the Gemara over here, sha'afilu im ha'asavim himarukos, even if the blades of grass are very long, and if he's walking barefoot, and in this situation, it's more likely that you're going to uproot the grass, sha'asavim regilim lios nidbokim b'kishri etzbeosav, because the long blades of grass over here are going to be caught up in his toes. Afilu hachi matur. Nevertheless, it still is permissible to walk in this fashion because the lafsik ratio shiitolish. It's not a guarantee that he's going to uproot with each step. And therefore, v'lochein afilu mitolish. Even if some does get uprooted, kamkin in israel love, he has done nothing wrong. Shehu einu mechavil zeh. He certainly has no intention to uproot any individual blade of grass. Umikom makom, nevertheless, im la'achar halichaso, motzu shenidbeku asavim beraglav, if after he did walk, he sees that there are some blades of grass that have been detached and are attached to his feet now, bein etzboso, for example, in between his toes, or al minolav, or on his shoes, yizor shalo yisalkim yodam, he can't remove them with his hands. Why? Dasur betiltum yishu muktzah, because these blades of grass are muktzah, and you're not allowed to move them directly with your hands. The bein hashmashos hayu mechubar, because they were attached to the ground during the bein hashmashos, and they have the status of being muktzah if they become detached. The issue footnote number 11 brings down over here. This has halacha l'maaseh ramifications elsewhere. For example, if a little bit of wax were to fall on a book that you're reading, for example, it dripped off from the candle, so he brings down the name of the prima godim, she'af she'en hasaras hashayva asur mishu mochik, there's no problem over here from mechika of removing this little bit of wax, but it would be also because of tiltum muktzah. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal questions this because he says you're allowed to go and remove dirt in certain situations from clothing or from a garment. So how come that's allowed? So he brings down from the Megillah Sefer that it's different. That's because the dirt that you have there is schmutz. It's a garaf shori. It's something that's disgusting, as opposed to the wax over here, which is not something that's disgusting, and therefore it wouldn't have the heter of garaf shori. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafei says that since you have no intention of removing these blades of grass while you're walking, it's not something you're mechaving to. And he says, I have a huge discussion about this Ayin in the Bir Halacha over here in Dibur HaMaskil, Mutur Lelech HaGabi Yasovim, Shekosavna, where he writes over there that the difference is between walking and running. Dehechid Yasovim Hem Gedolim. If the grass blades are very tall, Yizor Shalo Yoritzalim, don't run on them, because that is the heavy psik resha, she tallish bavada, that when you're running, it will definitely be a psik resha. And therefore, running on these tall blades of grass would not be permitted. And even walking fast is a problem as well. The issue foot number 12 brings down, why is this so? After all, even when you're running on it, it should be a psik resha de lo nichale, or at least a psik resha de lo ichpatle, you don't want it or you don't care about it, and it's also done klach hayad, you're not uprooting the blades with your hand, and it's mloch hashen etzrich lekufa, you don't have any need for the blade, and likewise it's mekalkel, it's destroying it. For all of these reasons, it should be permissible to do this. Nevertheless, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that the rabbis were concerned over here, sheyesh locho shema yitlosh asovim shema frim lo b'shasaritza, because when you're running, some of the blades of grass may be slowing you down, and it'll be very easy for you to uproot them in that situation, and that would be a psik ratio with every step of the way, and therefore the rabbis did not permit you over here to go run on these long blades of grass. Then the Mechaber continues, he writes, if you're going to eat over grass, avo ha'ochlin baginos, if somebody's eating in the garden outside, asurim lito yedeim al asom, then you have to be very careful that you don't water your hands. When you wash the tilas yedeim, or for any other reason that you're washing your hands, you can't water the grass when you wash your hands. It's an iser to water the grass. Shemashkim osom, because when you're putting the water on your hands, even though that your intention is on your hands, you're going to end up watering the ground. And afa pish ena mechavdin, even though that's not your purpose, your purpose over here is to wash your hands, let's say in the tilas yedeim, nevertheless, psik resha, the water is going to fall on the ground, it's a psik resha, and therefore, you're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if katan chavav, mashke es hazroim chayiv mishum zorea, and this is an issur d'oraisa over here that you're watering the ground, you're planting. The mole latzmiach because you're causing it to go and sprout. And also v'gam mishum choresh, this is also a problem of plowing. Shemiraf yahakarka ayideh halichloch, it will make the ground softer, it will make it looser via the moisture that you're putting onto it. And therefore, this is a psik ratio, as the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkan Chav Zayin, the Evshar Shlo Yoel Legadlam, because it's impossible that it will not help the plants grow. Vim Ochel Begino Sheinu Shalo. However, if it's somebody else's yard, and therefore, Velo Shalodim Ho'ovo, and it's somebody you don't particularly like, so then there are those that would permit you to do this, Yesh Matir, because the Sfir Lu, in this situation, Kivan, the psik ratio, the Lo Nichole, it's a psik ratio, but it's not something that you want because you don't like the guy. Shari Af Lechachila, it would be permissible in this situation, even Lechachila. However, many disagree. Vaharbi Poskim Osri, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are Poskim that disagree with this and don't allow you to go and take advantage of this lenient opinion saying it's a psik ratio, the Lo Nichole, when it's your friend that you don't particularly like, and gam b'psik reisha d'lo nichale l'chatchila, and even though it's a psik reisha that you don't want l'chatchila, it is not allowed, as we've already learned in the end of Simen Shin Chaf Ayin Shom. A couple of interesting points in the Dirshu footnotes. Dirshu footnote number 13 brings down that if the ground is already quite wet, let's say it just rained, and now you're going to go wash your hands over there, you're really not doing anything for the ground, so he brings down from the Sefer Yireim that it would be permissible in that situation to wash your hands over this already quite wet ground. Likewise, if the ground has already been irrigated in some situation, so Rav Nissen Karl Shlita says, Mutur lishpoch b'mayim b'shabbos, you would be allowed to go pour water on this ground over here, with the condition, with the caveat, borush ain shum toelis b'shvichosam, that you're not at all benefiting the ground with your pouring the water on it. The issue footnote number 14 says, how far away do you have to be in order to be considered that you're not watering the ground? So he says, in regards to Zroyim, in regards to these little growths over here, he brings down for the Chassam Sofer, it's davke mashka leim mamish, only if you pour the water directly on them. And there's also the opinion of the Das Torah. And he adds, shekivash ikor hayeniku hirak, even if you're within three tvachim of them, you could wash your hands as long as the water is not going directly on the flowers or the plants over here. In regards to a tree, he brings out for Shlomo Zalman that there is a larger shear. A tree will get its sustenance from either 16 or 25 amas surrounding it, and this is the area that's called the Ilan Yonek from this area. However, he adds that the normal way, however, to water a tree is to put it near the tree trunk itself, and therefore it's possible, she'eno mashke b'samachlo nechshav shinui, this might be considered an unusual way of watering the tree, and af nechshav ke'oses amlocha b'derech groma. This would be considered, however, doing it in the groma type of a situation and not a direct type of a situation. The issue footnote number 16 brings down, if you're pouring the water into some sort of a conduit, and the conduit is far away from the end of the conduit where the water will come out, is far away, so Rav Shlomo Zalman in that situation brings down, you can pour it into this conduit and the water will go far away because the time the water gets out and goes onto the ground is considered koach sheni and it's permissible. But if it's a very short conduit over here, it's a very short little pipe over here, and it's really going right onto it directly from your pouring into this pipe, so then ain lahatir, you're not allowed to do this. He says, similarly, if you have a shlach on top of a sukkah, so it's been raining outside, you have your shlach up, now it stops raining, and you want to take off the shlach, the roof that you have on top of your sukkah, but it has water on it, and when you take it off, it's going to pour on the ground nearby you. So the Nissen Karl Shlita says, in this situation as well, if there's so much water over there in the yard that you're not really adding anything to it, then you would be allowed to go take this off. However, he says, it can't be a psik ratio that it will be any sort of a toelis for the karka or for the growths that are over there. But he does say, you have to be very careful that the water doesn't go on a place where it hasn't rained or it's not that wet, because that would be a problem. What about spitting onto the ground? So he brings down as well, Renis and Karl Shlita, that that's permissible because that's not the normal way that anybody goes and waters plants. Likewise, if you have some water on you and you walk out into a garden, let's say it was raining and now you're walking out and the water from your jacket or your raincoat or your hat drips down onto the ground or from your beard drips onto the ground, he also says that that's not a concern over here of hashkoya, of watering the ground, kivin she'en toelus nikeres. There's no obvious benefit over here that's recognizable, and you certainly have no kavana that you're watering the ground by walking out there. The Mechaber continues and writes, Avo mutu lahatil behem meraglayim, but a person would be allowed to go and urinate out in the field, or to pour other types of liquids that don't have any benefit to the ground. They don't cause the plants to grow. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Chavches, the urine over here is permissible, because it's very strong, it's very acidic. The sorfin is asroim, it will actually burn the growth, so it won't benefit them. It will not allow them to grow. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, isn't that a problem of akira, of uprooting it? So he says it's not that strong or acidic that it actually goes and uproots it. But he brings down, if you were to go and pour something very, very sharp on it, the Ksosa Shulchan would say that that would be usher. Mishum shesorev hu bekach es hasharoshim legamri. If you totally destroy the roots over here, the growth over here, so then that would not be allowed. The issue footnote number 18 brings down, ubesada she'en azrua, she'en me'araglai mazikim kokach. If it's a field that doesn't have plants in it, so then the urine actually is not going to be bad for it, then the Chazon Ish says, l'chori yesh lesor b'zeh mishum chorish. Then you do have to be concerned that you're plowing, so to say, when you're urinating on this field. And he therefore says, v'tzorach lomar, shemashim b'bura gemara, shemutu l'hispanos ap besada near. The gemara says you're allowed to go and use a fallow field as a bathroom. It must be mishum shenechshav klachiyat, because it's hit in an abnormal way, and since you're not intending really to improve the field in that situation, mutum it may cover the bris. So then the rabbis permitted you to do this because of cover the bris. If you can't go to the bathroom, it will be very discomforting. He brings down another problem over here. If you were to urinate on some sort of mud or on some sort of loose dirt, and you're going to now have a problem of lush, since it's a psikresha, you're not allowed to do this. He brings down that the base mir, however, permits you to do this, bishas Hatzorich, under extenuating circumstances, because he says it's ultimately a psik reisha de lo nichle. You're not interested in really being lush over here in needing this. You really just have to go to the bathroom. And therefore, since it's only an issa de rabbanon, he says it would be permissible. And certainly, if the mud is not his, so the Mishnah Berurah says there's room to be makel as well. Shabofen ze vade lo nichle belishasim. Certainly, you're not getting any benefit over here by urinating on this loose dirt. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavtes tells us that any other beverage or liquid over here that is not beneficial to the ground, for example, the Hainu Kagon Yayin, pouring wine on the ground, lefi shu az v'chazaf, because it's also very strong and sharp, the sorif, and it's going to burn the ground and actually ruin the flowers or the growths over here, gam kein hazroyim, and it's not good for the plants, so therefore you could pour wine there. And likewise, zechein shar mashke shu kein, or any other liquid that is going to be detrimental. Then he brings down because of the Magibra, the Lachatil Roy Lizor Afimashkin, but one should be careful not to pour any liquid on the ground. And he says, Ayin El Yerabah, Shakosa, the Beyayin, Shukhozak, Ain Lizor Klab, but if it's very sharp wine, very strong wine, you don't have to be concerned at all. Lachanal, as we've already explained, because it's really going to be detrimental. Then he brings down because of a Prima Godim, the Mei Devash, if you have honey water, a Vesheikh, or a beer, Yesh Behem Mayim, they do have water inside of them, Ubavade Matzmicham, they definitely will be beneficial, and you're not allowed to pour this on the ground as well. The Ramah concludes and he says, therefore the Ramah says, because of all these concerns that we just mentioned, don't eat out in the gardens on Shabbos, if you're going to have water out there. Because the Bekoshi, it's going to be very difficult for you to guarantee that you're not going to have any of the water pouring down onto the ground, and therefore you're just going to look for trouble in this type of a situation. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed, bringing in the name of the Taz, cause of a Taz, the Begina, Shiesh, Bayosim, Yeshivim, Amma. There's another problem. If it's a very large yard over here that's more than 70 Amma, which has the halachic status of a Carmelist, Navi Carmelist, Velo Mahanibum, Shem, Hakep, and you have a problem of putting an Erev around that area. But Lavachi, even without the concerns that we just mentioned, Sarach Lizar, you have to be very careful. The Ha'asu Batiltul Dalad Amos, you have to be very careful that you don't carry something Dalad Amos, even if all your food was out there beforehand, and it's all set up for you, you have to be very careful because you're not allowed to carry it. Ad Kan Lashono, this is the words of the Taz. Well, if he's there, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu begina schavero yesh zor." So this would be true even in the situation where you don't have to be concerned about psikresha the nichle in your friend's field that you don't particularly like, where these things would be allowed. But you have a separate concern over here if there's no erev and you're not allowed to move it more than dalad amos. You should be especially careful. With this, we conclude today's share.